Hello, it's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and I'm here today. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Mike, your astro daddy. And Lisa, it's the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. Today is September 17th, Tuesday.
And it's not only a lunar eclipse, but don't we have some heavy hitters in the works? I mean, truly, we're going to try and break down this eclipse season, and you can maybe explain just a little bit about them, how we're going to feel the eclipse and why this one's got a little extra sauce on it.
It's true, Lise, because the underlying the energy kind of in the background is we'll be feeling this for a couple months. This is the N Neptune, Pluto, Uranus sextile trine. These guys are all working. The big heavy hitters of our solar system are all working together in a positive energy for the next couple months. And this is profound idealism. This is the feeling of self-actualization, of feeling free.
Oh, I love that self-actualization of feeling free. In other words, you can feel it in your body. On this full moon cycle, one of the best gifts you can give yourself is to explore your blind spots. All right. What is the yours to do? All right. We all have them. Ask yourself, how do I see what I haven't seen before? Be willing to look where you have not actually engaged with a bigger truth. You're old enough, you're wise enough, you're strong enough. Look at your blind spots and see there's a magnificent you in there that's capable of interacting with those materials or those things that you avoided up until now, so that you can be a much more enriched, empowered, fleshed out version of you. Your intuition will help you explore what you haven't seen before. Look in those dark corners, and the truth will set you free. Don't we also have a T square to serve up?
We do. Saturn's in the full moon mix, so it's giving us a sense of stability in the in anything that is full moon related, right? Closures. So go back 6 months, go back to March and see what you began in March in the springtime, because now we're having the full moon in Pisces. We're getting closure. So, and Saturn in the mix is providing stability in that closure.
We've got the High Priestess for our card to kick in this cycle. And with Pisces, it's all about we have an intuitive guidance. And by the way, it was March 25th. I know it well. We're really bringing full service, some of that story that began then. So it's worth, with Moon Saturn, Jupiter in Gemini squaring the full moon and the sun in Virgo, it's definitely an opportunity to intuitively seek out a bigger picture, to see the bigger picture and tell the right story of you. And you'll know it when you feel it. The High Priestess, you wouldn't necessarily think that it's body, but it's embodied wisdom. And so our body knows when we're telling the truth about us. The truth really does set you free. It opens you up, and it lets you integrate Moon Saturn, any long-standing story where you suffered. Now, it may first bring up a little bit of the poor me, and that's okay. Intuitively, people will trigger that for you so that you can give yourself your own attention, because we can never get enough attention telling our story to other people to make up for the pain that we had of feeling helpless, hopeless, unseen, or unacknowledged in our pain in the past. But when you give yourself, when you let yourself find the place where you need to basically kiss a boo-boo, then you can move through to the place where you act on it. And because we have Mars squaring the nodes during this moon cycle and quite a loaded equinox as well, this is a really good time to embody, physically embody that sun in Virgo, a change from the different stories, Jupiter and Gemini, a different way of seeing whatever happened in the past, what made you feel safe in the past, you can go beyond it now. You can safely go beyond it, and you'll feel it in your body because your intuition is intimately linked with your body. Yeah. We may wind up triggering each other, intuitively triggering each other in exactly the ways to face our old stories, our old wounds, our old patterns, and see them differently, peel them back. This is what we've been working on. Go beyond them and be more authentically you. And it's like, this is absolutely a great one so that we can connect with others in an authentic way rather than defense. You know, when we're that Pisces, when we're feeling vulnerable and sensitive, you know, we want to defend ourselves. And it's like, it's very hard to connect and defend at the same time.
That's true.
This says that when those wounds come up, when those tender spots come up, you can see it, act on it, and feel it in a different way. And let your intuition lead you. You've got good company waiting for you to redo your stories about how you show up. And as we usher in Libra season, how you show up and connect with others in a much richer way. That's the support that the celestial weather forecast has for you today. We hope it helps. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time.
See you then.